Good day, sentient beings. Welcome to your Daily 10. I am Andrew, and today we're going to be doing Feel Good. And I don't know if I can actually say by popular request, but one of our folks in Unify had asked about combining gratitude practice and Feel Good. So part of the reason we talk about the acronym FEASTS is to show a bit of the utility, not show a bit of the utility, to show all of the utility of possible things that you could do in generating good, and then being able to look back at that feeling that is resonating, you could say, in the body. So I have my gratitude journal here. And so what we'll look at, or what I'm going to look at, is I'm going to pull a few things out of here. I have one of the things I was grateful for the other day was electricity. Living in the desert, we're grateful for electricity because that means our air conditioning will continue to work. I also noted I was grateful for the seasons. That's partly in a hopeful, wishful thinking for the summer to be over. I'm grateful that I'm left-handed. And then I'm grateful for dogs. So you might be able to hear my puppy here off the. So just to take some of these out of my gratitude journal and bring them about as the E in FEASTS. So again, for review, FEASTS is finding. To feel good, we have our instruction set is that we've dropped labels. And we're looking at generating emotions, positive emotions. And then so we can sort of think of generating in one direction and then looking back at that resonation or how that ripples through into the body, focusing on that, knowing that that is going to come up and then come back down. And then we refresh and then bring that and we keep sort of going through that cycle of that refresh. So how I may, so I may be able to find it, that's the F. And then the E, which we'll talk about, which is I've added here in the label, is evoking. So we will use, I can use mental talk, mental imagery to evoke that positive feeling and then to toggle back, pointing my attention back at the body for looking at that, staying with it, refreshing that. So again, pointing our attention or generating in this evoking quality and then pointing back. And then to finish up the FEASTS, activate is the A, S is the support, T is trigger, and trigger meaning that this is an external, this could be an external sight or sound. And then the last one is show, and show is the example that is available all the time by using smile. So this notion of as I smile, I can generate positive sensation sort of on demand. So I went through the whole FEASTS just because that first S, support, can be something that we may be able to play with as we begin to evoke. So here I may use as my first gratitude piece, I may use my dog, and then I will use that as my evoke. And if I feel that sensation, I may look at whether or not I can help in the sense letting that go or spreading. So a little bit of a lengthy description, but this technique I think has a lot of different options for us. And I really want to encourage individuals to play with those options because it shows the utility of it as a whole. So let's go ahead and let's go through our sort of pre-flight sit checklist. So we're looking to adopt a posture that is going to cultivate a relaxed, alert mind. That posture is one where the spine is upright. We're aligning our body in a way that there's not a lot of efforting to maintain this posture. And then from head to, say, torso, I'm looking at what tension is present. So is there tension around the eyes, jaw, neck, And if there's any way for me to invite that to be released, if there's not, then it's what it is. And then a few deep breaths to begin. So to begin, we're going to be focused on evoke with looking at the potential for supporting that evoking. So to begin and evoke, I may have mental imagery I can bring up. For me, again, it's going to be my gratitude for my dog, Billy. That imagery is going to be in it's going to be in C space, we can think of, or is in mental image space. And as I bring that up, I shift my attention towards the body. I sometimes think of this as toggling between the two, not too rapidly though. So I notice what's present in the body, positive sensations in the body again feel good. That sensation may fade, so I can refresh. Go through the process again. Staying on the theme of gratitude, we may have an element or dimension of gratitude that would be in talk space. Also here, we would classify that also as herein, generate that on demand perhaps. We find the talk space is usually between the ears. Again, we're evoking. Maybe there's something in talk space related to gratitude that naturally arises spontaneously. Present with the talk space, shift to how does that resonate with the body? perhaps there's an occurrence that's both visual and auditory. So it's in mental imagery, and it's also in talk space. You can use that. So as I refresh, I shift towards the body. I may have that tailing experience of the sensation being very positive, coming down. And the longer I sit and feel good, the more that feeling may spread. So I have these sort of good dividends that stick around, and I can build on that. Again, we're evoking this. For the sake of our topic today, we've narrowed to gratitude. Close out, you may find after you've done a bit of evoking, and if you've been able to support, that the A, activate, is available, where you're at a point where you can just switch that on. So you can sit and kind of marinate in that good feeling. Not always available, so be aware of that. If it is not available, that might bum you out. No problem. Just switch back to evoking. Remember, there's always smile. So we can show the body. I may have gone over a little bit. So again, comments, questions, leave those in the video, and thank you again for joining me.